Hi, welcome back to the Waiting for Ascension podcast. I'm your co-host, Michael Dean. This is your co-host...
Also Michael Dean.
Gavin Burleson.
No, it's not.
Today we're here with a very special guest, Blake Major.
What's up, Blake?
On YouTube, Call commented, loved it. Thanks, Call. All right, let's get in.
Okay, so there we go. We're going to do this now. All right, so what's up, Blake? Good to see you again, man.
Hey.
There we go.
So Blake, it's nice to meet you.
Hey. Yeah, Michael doesn't know Blake.
I've only hung out with you once.
Shut up. Twice.
Oh yeah, twice.
The bowling alley. Which you tried to do the you're gonna send me those videos.
I will.
Yeah. We were hanging out and then he was like, somebody said do the worm, so I was like, oh okay. Did the worm.
Yeah, no, I said if you do the worm, then I'll try to do it.
Yeah. I think you told me about that when we went to the bowling alley and got burgers.
No, that was before. He tried to do the worm. We're going to find those videos so y'all guys can see.
Oh my God.
But it's embarrassing on every end. So Blake,
is this tap water?
It's filtered.
Tap water. I can tell though. It tastes good. I like tap water. Yeah. I don't like filtered water.
Mom, the filters on the fridge cost too much and ran out too often. So mom was like,
well, no, because like I won't drink fridge water. Like in my house, like we have fridge water, and I won't drink it. I always have to drink. Because I grew up, like I would wake up and just go to the bathroom and just get water out of the sink. Yeah. And that's just what I do.
Not Muskogee water, dude.
Yeah, like I don't.
Not Muskogee water.
I usually freeze my water.
It's not like it's LA water.
You're right.
Or Flint.
It's not like someone poisoned it.
At my dad's house, our well is like literally a well down in a spring. So like you're just drinking spring water. It's not bad actually. It has like a minerally taste to it. That's great. It's kind of what's up.
Toilet water, where is that? Like,
he's like for my 5 years in the pen. Yeah. Toilet wine.
I want to talk about something.
What you want to talk about?
So I went through kind of a crisis this week. So my principal texted me and was like, hey, what name do you want on your diploma? And then like that question was like, oh my God, my high school life is ending. And I had a mental breakdown and shaved my face and was going to cut my hair like I had it in the seventh grade. Thank God I didn't cut my hair. My facial hair will grow back. But I also...
It's going to take way too long to grow your hair out of here.
Yeah. I now... it was going to be like the bangs. Like, you remember the bangs?
Yeah, I know.
But anyways...
The terrible Mike look of...
Yes.
Gray.
Oh, my God. It was horrible. But whatever. The whole thing was, I found this, like, new hair product stuff that has, like, shampoo, conditioner, and then, like, a castor oil, like, thickening thing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And I started using it, and, like, you see my hair now? I put almost very little product in it, and it's just naturally, like, flowing. And I've never been this happy in my life.
Dude, water in a comb. Just one.
Well, see, like, because I want to grow my hair out more. Like, I want to have Jesus hair.
You want to have Jesus hair?
I want to have Jesus hair.
Are we talking about seventh grade Jesus?
Dude, those are the days.
I feel like I need to see
a picture of this. I didn't know him. We'll show you later, but he used to have his hair extremely... His senior picture is him with the craziest beard and his crazy hair.
Oh,
and he
God.
Looks just like a hobo.
Smell like one too.
But I can like no, I can grow the best.
Mr.
Like,
I don't feel the need.
And I'm ordering this next week. I'm gonna order it's like a beard shampoo, beard conditioner, beard balm, and then I already have the beard oil.
So you're just getting all the beard products?
Yeah, I tallied up like everything I buy between like my body wash and like I have like a scent booster for my clothes. And, like in between all that, it's like $135. But it's like I only buy like I need shampoo this week, so I'll spend like $10 this week. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm just buying like
just
100.
In bulk.
Yeah, but like yeah,
you probably
I was kinda,
should
like,
just buy it in bulk and then
here's my conditioner. Closet just full of products.
Honestly, no, like
dude, I used to have like, that basket right there. Like. Probably still is. Let me see. Okay, so it's not anymore.
So we're not recording in the van this week, by the way. We're recording in Gavin's room because I forgot to clean out the van.
Plus, it's very hot.
Yeah, it gets hot in there.
It's very hot.
And it's too much gas to let it idle for an hour and a half.
That could just cost a crap ton.
Gas still isn't cheap. Like, it's cheaper than it was, but it's still expensive.
It's going back up now that people are coming out.
I know, it sucks.
So, at this point in the podcast, in life, quarantine is, like, kind of ended. You know, stores, lobbies, they're all opening back up.
Everyone has to wear face masks, though, like all the workers.
Until we hit that second wave.
Which we probably will. It's going to. We're going to hit another wave. There's no way we can avoid that. Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, Blake is a...
Hold on. Real quick. Before we get into that, you had a story.
Oh, we'll talk about the story after.
I want to hear that later.
Story after.
Yeah, we're okay, gonna talk. Yeah. We're gonna go. Okay. We're gonna interview first, and then.
Okay. Bet.
See, y'all guys, as much as y'all give me feedback about the podcast, y'all don't give us topics to talk about. So this week, let's try and comment some topics. Let's try and hit me and Michael up about some topics. So next week, we can talk about what y'all want
next
to
week,
hear.
Next week, I want to talk about conspiracy theories because I had someone bring that up to
we
me
got
and
that.
Was like, I want to hear a podcast about you
about
guys going through conspiracies.
I got a couple that we can talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, but I want to like, yeah, for sure. For
I know
sure.
you have some.
Yeah, I'm
you crazy
a freak.
Kook.
I don't know, I'm insane clinically. I need help.
He said, you know, Eminem was bad. So Blake is a YouTuber. He is an admin in a huge Facebook group at this point. It's Everything Horror.
Yeah, Everything Horror. My buddy Devin Heaton of Heaton's House of Horror on YouTube. He started about a month ago, and we got like 600 people.
Yeah, it's
and...
blown up over the past month.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I get notifications every day, like every hour. Just
what's the YouTube channel called again?
The Everything. Awesome Maniac.
No, you're buddies.
It's Heaton's House of Horror.
Yeah, and then the Facebook. I'll send you in.
Yeah, Everything Horror. We got quite a few famous people from the horror community in that group, including some of the actors from some of the movies, and some of the fans that have been like making like these fan films that like big on YouTube, and they're quite good.
You got that one dude who was in the deputy in one of the Friday the 13th
yes,
movies.
Yes, from Friday the 13th Part
What's
6.
His name?
Vinny Guastafaro.
Yeah,
I don't know
how to pronounce that. Ever.
He played one of the deputies, the deputy in
the
Friday 13th Part 6. And I reached out to him whenever I was doing my Friday 13th Part 6 review, and he did a little video with me.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and Part 6 is the one where...
Jason lives, where he gets brought back as a zombie.
Because 5, it was the crazy guy.
Yeah,
Michael,
the...
you're real big on the...
I'm a huge Friday 13th fan.
I was telling Blake a minute ago, I didn't get to get raised on that because my mom tried to, shield us from that kind of stuff.
I kid you not, last night, I was going to binge watch all your reviews of Friday the 14th, but, I passed out, and so, I took, an energy shot today so I can binge watch more at night because I'm so intrigued to hear what you have to say about him because, I'm a huge
horror he's got
fan.
A bunch to say, I'll tell you
Oh, especially for Part 8 when he goes to Manhattan.
Dude.
So, have you done one over Jason X yet?
That is my next one.
Okay, yeah. Because I saw where you did one of Jason Goes to Hell.
Yeah. Jason X, I'm not going to be doing Freddy vs. Jason until I'm done with the Nightmare on Elm Street series.
Okay.
So, after after Jason X, I'm going to do the reboot, and then I'll do the Nightmares. Well, I'm going to take a little break after that. I'll do singular films. I'll do Return of the Living Dead and a few of those for, couple months. Then I'll start on the Nightmare on Elm Street series.
Yeah, so I haven't seen all the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. I own all of them in the Freddy vs. Jason one as well.
On disc. Okay, I was about to say, on digital, hit somebody up with the info.
And so, I'm just gonna have to binge watch them. I've seen, the first three, I think. And so I'm just going to binge watch them because I bought them and then I let a buddy of mine borrow them and he had them for 6 months.
Never worked.
Recently gave them back to me. So
A Nightmare on Elm Street was the topic of the first episode of my stream I do on my channel along with a few other guys called the Stream Warriors after the Dawkins song Dream Warriors.
Wasn't
nice.
That's actually Severin in a couple of those?
No.
We
only had one so far.
I've seen that Nightmare
on
Elm Street movie. I think that was the last one I saw.
I think
Dream Warriors.
I think we were all talking about Arrow and...
the Arrowverse.
Yeah.
I left that. I was heavy into it until the seventh season.
Yeah, you were
really
into it because.
Yeah. Okay. So I got out of it whenever they started doing the flash forwards.
Oh yeah.
Because I was this is freaking stupid. Now I know how it ends.
we don't know anything after Crisis on Infinite Earths, the latest crossover that they had.
Yeah.
Really shook everything up. Everybody's on one Earth now.
Really? Oh, shoot. Okay.
Supergirl, Black
There's
Lightning.
There's no way I'm going to get back into it, but I'm cool now that... Wait, is iZombie in it now?
No.
Or did they cancel that yet?
I think they got canceled.
They got canceled. Yeah. I figured they would.
I used to watch that.
Because I was like, this kind of sucks.
And but Lucifer's part of it.
Really?
Yeah, Michael is big into Lucifer.
Okay, I am
they
big
went,
on Lucifer.
Yeah, they went to Earth 666, and they met Tom Ellis.
Oh, my
Lucifer.
God. Okay, I'm going to have to watch that crossover.
Lucifer was one of my ex's favorite shows, so I just refused to watch it. But I keep on hearing so much good feedback
about
it.
Dude, I have the first two seasons on disc.
I'm not going to watch it.
Bro, come on.
I'm not going to. I can't for me. It's just... Too much emotion that comes along with it, but I keep hearing about how amazing it is.
Just pretty good.
Take pills that make you emotionless. Just take some antidepressants and watch it, Kevin.
just take your old ADHD medicine. Be a zombie.
Exactly.
Dude, okay. Like, what do you think about Amityville Horror? And I butchered Amityville saying Horror. That.
Yeah. So I haven't seen it yet, but it's on Netflix now, so I'm going to watch
Not just that particular movie, the whole series story of it? Or... No, the whole series wise. I've only seen the first one,
and I saw the remake of it.
Oh God, I know a lot about it.
Actually, no, I've seen the other ones. I just don't quite like it.
So I know a lot about the story itself, but I haven't watched many films on it.
There's a couple different versions. My particular favorite, I think it's like 87. It's 1987. Okay. I'm not too sure. I have it.
I watched a movie recently called An American Crime.
American Crime.
It was based on a true story. It's not a horror movie, but it is kind of freaky. And like I remember watching that, and I was like, oh my God. Like it was about like these two girls that their parents worked at a circus, and so they left her with like this lady from the church, and she like ended up like abusing this chick. Like she would let people come over and just like molest and rape her, and like they would literally have boys over from the neighborhood that would just
let them come over and do it?
Yeah, she just locked her in the basement.
No, just the way you worded that, no. She let them come do it. I was like, what?
Yeah. Like, she would just let them come over and just, like, beat the crap out of her for no reason. Well, I guess at a certain point,
you can't leave.
Yeah, and then she died and everyone, like, got arrested and stuff. It was crazy. Like, it's based off a true story. Like, that actually happened.
Have you heard
of
Mystic River?
No.
Okay, that's a good one. I'm surprised you haven't heard of that.
Not Mystic River, no.
I can't remember all the big names that are in it, but it basically these group of boys got molested down in a basement when they were young, and it's just about them growing up now.
Dang.
And I'm pretty sure that they're trying to take down one of the dudes who molested them, but it's a whole crazy it's like I really like the movie.
So the movie I Spit on Your Grave, have you guys ever heard of that?
I have seen that around
that
is the page
that is a really messed up one. It's
also
from...
we're gonna link everything you want and the Facebook page in the description, so y'all guys go check that out.
Yes, sure. Join Everything Horror. I'm one of the admins there and my buddy runs it.
I subscribe to the YouTube channel.
YouTube,
everybody.
Thank you. Yeah, do that too. Subscribe.
So, how did you get into horror? What was it about, like, horror that enticed you? Because I know what it was like for me. Like, what was it for horror that, like, enticed you that you, like, got into horror movies?
Story time.
Super heavy.
So, back in 2003, Freddy vs. Jason had come out in August of that year.
Okay.
And I just turned 4 the month after, so... My parents took me to go see Freddy vs. Jason in theaters. And that was my first exposure to Freddy. It was my first exposure to Jason, my first exposure to horror movies. And I fell in love. Just like that movie didn't take itself as seriously as some of the earlier ones did, which I could see why, because at that point in the series, he'd already been to space.
Yeah. I feel like after Jason Goes to Hell, they were just kind of like, no one's going to take it seriously, so let's just have fun with it.
I'd say that with Jason Goes to Hell. I just did my review on that. I actually liked that one.
What about the... Oh, I enjoy it, too. Like, I don't think I've seen any of the movies I haven't enjoyed. I fell asleep between Jason X.
I've only seen, you know, a few of the Jasons. I've seen all the Nightmare on Elm Street.
How do you feel about the show? The Friday 13th show. I haven't seen any of that.
There was a mini-series.
I think it was, like, what? Two or three seasons?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like...
It was two seasons. It had nothing to do with the Friday 13th series.
It was set in the town or whatever.
Yeah, no. It was more just an anthology series. It had nothing to do with the series at all.
Kind of like a Riverdale thing?
Tales of the Crypt.
Okay.
Tales of the Crypt actually replaced that show, I think, on the air. But it was kind of like that. It was different. Every single episode was a different thing. Had nothing to do with Jason, Crystal Lake, none of the Voorhees or anything like that.
That's kind of weird that they're going to Friday the 13th, but they don't
They did it for the name.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like how Halloween, I think it was Halloween 3, was like, it had nothing to do with Michael Myers, because at that time, the people approached the director and was like, hey, what if we just did, like, different style horror movies, but just called it Halloween?
That was originally what John Carpenter wanted to do for the Halloween 2.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go back to the Michael Myers story. He felt that it was told, and he wanted to do an anthology series. So he settled contract-wise for writing it.
How did you feel about the remake of Halloween, where they were like, all right, everything that happened after Halloween 2 didn't happen?
Oh, that was talking about the reboot from a few years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I quite like that because it's just a lot of
2017. The newest one.
It was 2018. It was a lot of baggage from the series. You had like Busta Rhymes doing kung fu and kicking them. It was like a reality series. You had the whole cult of Thorn aspect, which he was killing because of this cult put a curse on him or whatever.
But I mean, that's a bold move to be like, yeah, all these movies never happened. Like, but I think they had to.
I think it was the best way to do it.
Oh yeah, and I don't think they should make another one. But
they've already filmed two of them back to back.
Are you serious?
Speaking of making Halloween movies.
Speaking of making Halloween movies,
speaking of that,
we me and Gavin, I just brought him onto it just like a month or two ago. But I've already announced this. I'm making a Halloween fan film. I already have a cast. I got everything. I'm just waiting for this quarantine shit to be over so we can actually film. We have everything ready. We're ready to film.
Yeah, we're ready. I'm ready to go right now. I'll bust out.
Gavin is playing our male lead, other than Michael Myers himself, which is being played by our boy Seven.
Seven Kingery. Oh, okay, so Woo! Seven's playing Michael. I was wondering, because I know you said Seven was going to be in
Seven's playing Michael.
Seven is lit, pitch is perfect as Michael Myers. He has everything done. He has the walk. He has the head tilt. He is. It really surprised me.
Me and Severin have been doing FaceTimes going through, like, my parts in the script, and he just cracks me up, because, like, that scene where I'm sitting across from him.
There's a talking scene.
Yeah. Well, I'm basically talking to him inside the penitentiary, right?
Yeah.
And he just stares at me, and I'm talking to him. He doesn't, like, say anything, just stares. And, like, we went through that with him on the FaceTime, and he did really good with that. Like, he kept his composure. He just...
What I want from him. He better fucking pull that out.
Are we going to see Severin's face?
Partially. From different angles and views, but never full on.
So okay, kind of like okay, in, cool. within the,
how
within
they did it
Halloween.
In how they did yeah. in the most
right
recent
eye or like cheek, never the
full but face. Never full face. No.
Awesome.
I feel if you
I'm so excited for this.
I feel if you give him a face, then it's
yeah, or like if
it
he,
takes
yeah.
away from his mystique.
For sure, for sure.
Is Severin
going to
have his facial hair during this?
Yes.
Okay, so we're giving.
Michael, you think they're going to give him razors, dude? He's in a penitentiary.
You're right.
Come on, Gavin, think.
My bad.
You seem to be with a hoping for a Halloween release this year. I feel like that's a manageable goal for us to shoot.
I definitely think that we could do that.
I'm doing the everything technical-wise. I'm editing it. I'm doing like sound design. I'm doing, other than the actual effects themselves, which our female lead, Ashlyn Burris, is actually doing the makeup for that, as well as being the female part of the lead of the movie.
So I got a question, because I want to know more about, like, from the director's standpoint. Mm-hmm. So how long do you think it will take to film the entirety of it?
Well, they filmed the original Halloween in 21 days, so I'm hoping for something close to that.
Okay, it's 21 days. How long is the film, like, if you can say, like, how long do you think the film is roughly going to be?
I think it's roughly going to be about 40 minutes.
So that's crazy. It's, like, 21 days of filming for a 40. Like, that's so, like, because a lot of people don't realize how much work goes under. Yeah, it's manageable. I just think, like, a lot of people don't understand how much work goes into making films. But that just really, like, goes to show you, like, it can take upwards to a month for, like, a 40-minute film. Like, there's a lot of work that goes into it.
I think a lot of strain would be on location and being able to actually get in and film. I think that might be, like, the biggest problem with him. Because, I'm down.
Because, I mean, that's not even the editing and, like you said, the sound design.
Yeah.
The script writing, finding actors. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, there's so much work that goes into it.
I finished a script, like, last year. We actually filmed some stuff last year. But I have to refilm it because I have a new lead.
Hello, okay. I'm Gavin, everybody.
So if you don't mind me asking...
I'm actually probably going to show you some of the stuff that we did film later.
All right, so I can get some reference?
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't mind me asking, why the change in actors?
Well, lack of options.
Okay.
I mean, not on Gavin's part. I mean,
well, no, so you said originally, you had someone else.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. My friend Michael. Okay. Michael Phillips.
Not you, Michael.
Yeah, he does YouTube with me sometimes. Actually, like half the time. He was originally our lead. I didn't know anyone else, and he said he was going to do it. He still helps me. He's like my production assistant.
So things ended on good terms. It wasn't like a crave disagreement or something.
Oh, no, he was like, oh, thank God he found somebody else.
Okay, so
yeah,
that's cool.
He wasn't
that's
really
cool.
had his heart into it.
I actually brought it to him at work. I was like, hey, Gavin and Severin kind of look related, don't they? He's like, yeah. I was like, I think he'd be down for playing Philip. Which is the lead
so that's
character.
The reason you hit me up about it, because we looked at kind of the same.
Yeah,
all right. That's
not
mean,
the only
that's,
reason.
That's reasonable.
That's dope.
I feel like I can like because I'm playing an older. What is it? About 23,
22.
So I'm playing an older lead, but I think I could pull that off.
Yeah.
I think
don't shave your face.
I'm gonna try and have at least a deep stubble.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. Be sure to get ripped.
Get ripped. I'm gonna be back from boot camp, dude. I told Severin straight up. I read that and like. one of the first couple scenes with me in it is me and Amira without a shirt. And I'm like, dude, I gotta get that bod.
Gavin and Amira with the shirt, just like really crappily edited on abs. Like,
dude, I got like you. I can fix it. I can fix it in post.
Complete different post. Skin type.
Just, yeah, that was just black.
No, I'm gonna be back from boots. I mean, I'm gonna have the like kind of fighting body that I'm gonna be with in the film.
I mean, I would hope so. You're fighting fucking Michael Myers.
Dude, so you're right. You're right.
Gavin's like running. He takes five steps.
As far as locations go, one of the locations is my parents' house, and the majority of it is actually being shot at Severin's house itself, because the neighborhood he lives in is a dead ringer for Haddonfield.
Yeah, it's an older neighborhood too. So I mean, it's like really good for it.
I live in like it's 2020, 109-year-old house.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty.
It's an old.
But, like it's really nice, but like it's like it you do get like really creepy vibes in certain areas of the house.
I don't know, one of the locations is actually because it's public, is the Muskogee Public Library, and another one actually Hoops Hardware. One of the characters in the film, the teacher, she's a teacher, is actually being played by Severin's mom, and she. Those people at Hoops, and they're very nice, and they're going to let us film there.
Yeah, oh, it's a little family-owned restaurant here in
family-owned
little, like, store.
You can come and eat farming
supplies. Yeah, they do packaging, but they also have, like, skateboards.
It's like a side of nails with that.
Yeah, which like a set of nails.
It's a real nice little place here in Muskogee. So if you're
I need
Muskogee,
to go there and
check
get an axe.
But get yes, what? They, for what reason?
I need to get some wood that's in my
okay.
He said, I need to take care of, some wood.
I got a little side project I'm working on. Should bring in some decent cash.
So,
editing-wise, the only experience I have is from me doing YouTube. I've never...
You're self-taught.
See, I'm self-taught. Film editing.
Yes. It can blast. Be a pain in the ass.
And you said you said something about you have people looking at you as a person of interest for editing and producing.
Oh, doing videos with. Yeah. Several people in the horror community... I have a friend, his name is Jay Cullen. He's friends with a lot of people, and he was messaging me the other day telling me...
I thought he was going to say Jay Cole, and I was like, whoa!
She's Jay Cullen.
Jay Cullen. No, Jay Cole, he's a
rapper. Oh, no, yeah. Jay Cullen. No, he's friends with a lot of people, like people that made this fan film called Halloween Night. It's another Halloween fan film.
I'll have to watch that
one. I've talked to them about, little issues I would work out with mine, and he told me, and I was approached by them saying that they want me to do a review on their movie, and they want me to do a video with them, like a podcast.
So when can we expect the review?
After I'm done with the Friday 13th series, so in about 3 weeks, I would actually be able
to get. So by then I'll be able to watch it.
And for our next stream called on the Stream Warriors, it's all about Friday 13th. I'm going to be hosting it.
And so where can people watch that stream?
On the Awesome on my channel, the Awesome Maniac. It's on awesome. Yeah.
I subscribed to it I think a couple days ago or something.
I can get you the hookup if you want to do it, get a Spotify.
Some of the people that we're going to be having on there, Tom Fridley, he played a part in Friday 13th Part 6. He's actually John Travolta's nephew.
Okay.
So you're saying we're going to talk to John Travolta?
No. He looks like him, though.
That's so pretty.
Get us the hookup.
Deborah Voorhees, she was hired for her name. For Friday 13th Part 5, she's the one that got the shears to the eye.
Yeah.
She was she's actually developing a fan film herself with a lot of people that was in the movies. We're going to be talking about that as well. And I couldn't get him for this time, but for the next, for any future video I want to do, Vinny Westfair wants to do it again. Sweet. So,
isn't he going to appear in our fan film? I remember reading a post kind of about that. We were trying to work something out with him in the fan film.
Not in my fan film.
Not in your fan film?
It was someone else's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I may have read it. I just naturally assumed.
There was this fan film that came out in 2017. It was Friday 13th. It was called Never Hike Alone. It was really well received so far, as much as it's being included, the version of the Jason, being included in skins in Friday 13th games, like this puzzle game. It's actually one of the skins, and they have figures of him, of that version of Jason. And
so, I mean, it was a really good
game. Oh yeah, it was really well done. I highly recommend it. Yeah, Never Hike Alone.
Okay.
That's awesome.
They actually the sequel is coming out sometime in the next few months called Never Hike in the Snow. It's actually got the guy that played Tommy Jarvis in Part 6, Tom Matthews.
Okay.
He was in Never Hike Alone, and he's going to be in this one as well, and so is Vinny Guastafaro.
And
he was the main guy, Tommy.
Yeah,
Tommy. He's the one that, like, chained Jason to the
rock. So kind of moving back into Halloween, because...
Okay, so anyways, going back into the Halloween, because I've always had this question, and nobody can, like, straight up answer me. So if anybody's going to get an answer for me, it's Blake, okay?
For sure.
Dude, I have watched these movies and seen this dude be shot, seen him falling off of mini stories, seen him be stabbed through the neck or caught on fire. How come he does not die? What is up with this?
Well, they tried to explain away with the Curse of Thorn in the 5th and 6th movies, but considering that's not canon anymore, I'm just going to say this dude's a fucking beast.
Dude, yeah, like, so, I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can look at it. I know a lot of people look at it like the
first... Shot in the eyes.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's been completely demolished, but still got up and walked like nothing happened.
The first four films are, I guess, what you would call more, like, realistic. Like, yeah. He's in the second movie, they even talk about, like, what if it was just, you know, a scared kid who was in the woods and lost his family and then saw his mom get killed, you know? But then, you know, in the fifth one is a different story, but then, like, 6, 7, and 8... when he comes back from the dead, it's more of like a supernatural, like...
So, I mean, it's just kind of like demonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as the series goes, he has never actually... The only time he's ever been killed was at the end of H2O. But even they explained that away in the next movie, saying, oh, he just switched clothes with a paramedic and crushed his throat so he couldn't talk.
Mm. But like... Oh, wait, hold up. What are we talking about? Are we talking about Halloween?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we were talking about Friday the 13th still.
No. I can...
Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I got several explanations for Jason.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just, like, it's always just...
Oh, yeah, for Halloween, like, yeah, he's just the beast.
Like, when I was young, because, like I said, I wasn't raised, like, able to watch any of those, movies, so Nightmare on Elm Street was it for me. I wasn't, like, my mom kept me away from it until I became late teenage years, and she was just like, you know what, do whatever.
She lost hope in you.
After I watched Harry Potter, that was it. She was like, you obviously aren't going to listen to me. So, the first scene I ever can remember watching was, I was maybe about like 7 or 8, and I walked in on my grandpa watching it on Halloween, and it was that scene where he breaks in while this woman's babysitting, and she stabs him in the neck with a needle, a long needle.
Yeah.
And then she shoots him like 6 times and he falls off the balcony and she goes out. And just ever since then, it's just been in my head, you know, dude, he just took six bullets to the chest. Like,
Michael Myers takes 6 shots to the chest and doesn't rap about it.
Yeah, I mean, he fell off the balcony, got stabbed through the neck and got shot, but then he got up and walked away.
He just got stabbed in the eye with a coat hanger.
If I'm recalling it right, there wasn't even like blood on the ground.
I mean, little do we know, he just like, there was really... There was really just a bulletproof vest under it. Like, Michael Myers was really just smart. And he's like, oh, before I go kill people, I'm just going to stop by the armory.
And grab he said, yeah, let me just, let me take precautions.
Yeah,
just in case. Just in case some babysitter decides to stand up against me.
Just in case she isn't intimidated by my manliness.
Yeah.
Manliness. See his face? He's only 21 years old in that movie.
21 years?
Yeah, he's only...
The actor?
No, the character. Oh, he's only 21 years old in that movie. Michael Myers...
Yeah, it's not that old.
That's such a good movie, man.
It is.
Oh my gosh.
Such a classic. I could talk about Halloween, the original Halloween all day.
Scott, I'm jumping back to the fam film real quick.
Yeah.
I don't remember reading it in the script, but Severin told me I would have to get in the costume and fall down a flight of stairs.
Oh, yeah, because Severin's weak.
He can't take it.
Yeah, so I had to have you at that
scene. I remember, like, reading it in the deal where I remember him getting hit and falling down, but I don't remember him falling down a flight of stairs. But he just keeps bringing that up. He's like, you ready to go down that flight of stairs? And I'm like, what?
What if y'all just got some guy that, like, wasn't even his body shape or anything and just, like,
completely pushed him down the stairs?
I'd like to know how the hell he'd fit in the jumpsuit.
Dude,
it's just
a hobo. A hobo just like, hey, dude, you want to make some money? Yeah, dude, let me push you down these stairs real quick.
Yeah. So, I guess technically you're a stunt double as well.
Yeah, I'm also a stunt double.
So, for you, just horror was one of those things where it's like, it just kind of enticed you.
Oh, yeah, just played, like, especially being so impressionable at the age of 4.
Yeah, yeah.
It definitely.
Yeah. So, it's been a thing since you were super young.
Oh, yeah, like all my life.
I was super sheltered as a kid, so I didn't really. Really, it was when my parents stopped, like, paying attention to what I watched on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch, like, shows like Supernatural. You know, and stuff like that. And then I just kind of became enticed with the idea of, like...
restrictions on your little profile so you make a new one.
Not, I don't have any restrictions, but, like, I kind of, like, just became enticed with, like, the idea of horror.
Mm-hmm.
And then through that, I started watching, like, a lot of the classic, like, horror films, like, and everything. And it just became one of those deals where it was, like... I don't know. It's so interesting to like think about the possibilities outside of what we, you know, deem a reality or whatever. But then like for me, like one thing that I always like fell in love with was older horror movies. Like I love like black and white horror movies, but more so of like from a film standpoint, because I like to pay attention to like they were able to like do that, but these were the like, and yeah, it looks weird and corny, but like these are the tools they had at that time, you know. And I love looking into that and like, yeah.
Oh my, just not, kind of jumping away from horror real quick. Y'all guys,
acceptable.
Unacceptable.
We just start throwing stuff at Gavin.
Get out. No, just kind of, have y'all guys heard about that movie, The Lighthouse?
Yes.
No.
I can't remember who it,
maybe.
Willem Dafoe. Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like I want to see that so bad.
Wait a minute.
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
It's in black and white.
Aren't they trying to get Willem Dafoe to play Joker now?
No.
Robert Pattinson's
going to be playing Batman.
Yeah. Hold on. Who am I thinking of then?
No, but that movie, like, have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
It looks really, because I mean, I love the idea that the older black and white, older audio, just the whole older
that
vibe.
Also kind of like, it is William just the Dafoe. Way they make it.
A lot of like not like necessarily DC itself, but a lot of the fans are like, they say we want a William Dafoe Joker.
He looks like
a
perfect, like from the Batman Arkham
yeah,
series.
Yeah.
He looks exactly, like if you put like a Joker filter on him, that's what he looks like.
This other guy on Instagram.
I've done that multiple times.
He said, I have made one. No, kind of getting to like what Michael said, for me, like, growing up, my mom liked it. Like, she liked to let us watch horror movies with her, but it wasn't so much to say anything, like, really. It was, like, the older Night of the Living Dead's. Older Stephen King.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom loves Stephen King.
And then, like I said, Nightmare on Elm Street. Because
that's what I didn't know until I started watching horror movies, and my mom loved horror movies.
Yeah. She,
and
she
so
likes
now
them.
Me and my mom just watch horror
but
movies.
But nowadays,
all the time.
She just likes thrillers. So when I grew up, I don't watch a lot of the older films. Like, I watch them, and, like, especially the old Psycho series. I love the old Psycho.
Yeah.
But it's more, like, newer stuff. And you don't talk much about the newer films.
Gavin says, to get away from horror.
You haven't yet, so you're just going through the older.
Like, there's a lot of modern horror movies, like The Descent, It Follows, which came out just, like, 2014.
Oh, It Follows. I got so hyped for that movie, and I waited years until I could legally download it.
You ever seen,
It was not.
You ever seen Lights Out?
I want to.
Lights Out was
good. That was
good.
Pretty good. Lights I went and saw good. It with my sister in theaters, and she would, like, scream, and I would just flinch.
What was your impression on It Follows? Because I was not happy with
I haven't seen that, but I know the premise.
I think it's the greatest horror film of our generation.
You do?
Yes. Like, some of the ideas that they had in that.
I mean, like theoretical, I mean, the standpoint and the thoughts about it, and just the whole conspiracies about what it means. That's good. I love those. I love reading about it. But the movie itself was
now
not
that's,
enjoyable to watch.
That's the one
that's
where...
That's how I feel about Psycho.
Psycho? Oh, throwing jabs at me now.
Yeah, okay, no, so I have the original. And
it
I've
Follows
it.
Is the one where if, like, they have sex, the thing, like, transmits.
Yes, it transmits.
Yes,
okay.
It follows
them.
Yeah.
And then if it kills you, it goes back to the person before. Like...
Yeah.
And from what I read, the main conspiracy about that was kind of like a stab at STDs.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh,
it was just
okay.
Like a stab about STD and like awareness and all that, and they wanted people to just, you know, sex kills.
Why didn't they just make a documentary about AIDS?
I don't know. It could have just been like AIDS following them around the whole
time. AIDS following them.
Basically what it was.
I mean, the trailers for it, I was so hyped. And you know about like every movie they released, they're like...
Best horror movie of the year.
Yeah.
Of course,
I mean, like every single
like
one, but you know, it must be
number
many
one
years,
movie in America. Yeah, like I'm pretty sure Open Season was okay. I mean, that's
just Barney Returns.
Oh my gosh! Speaking of acting in movies, one of my grandpas, at one point, I was going to be a minor lead in a movie called The Big Iron, where they made a B grade movie. Adaptation. Yes, of that word, of the song "The Big Iron." I don't know if y'all heard that. He was like, "The Big Iron."
Oh,
and all
I thought we were talking about
Iron Giant. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he, and then apparently, like the dude ran off. Like the guy who was controlling the funds apparently ran off with the funds, and so we never got to shoot that. And I was
straight-jointed.
I was so upset. I didn't even earn the role either. I showed up to the auditions, and everyone was like 7, and I was the only one who fit the description. Dude. So I just automatically got the role of Pinky.
Pinky. Dude, we're making this film on basically no funds.
Those are the best. I still expect it to be really good.
I really, that's what I'm aiming for. They got me as an
actor. Okay, so the thing is, though, like...
Oh, yeah, no, that was the jackpot when I got Gavin.
Yeah,
the dude. Gavin Burleson.
I've seen him in plays.
Lane Crum,
blows co-host my of mind. The... co-host of the Waiting for Ascension podcast. Yeah, you've seen me
as a Seussical the Musical.
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was out of town. The
highlight of his life is being in this movie.
Yeah, I was a VIP at a World War One thing. I was busy.
Oh, okay. I have a film of it somewhere around my room. I'm going to find it.
Bet. That was Bailey was a boy.
I was pretty sure I know she's going to listen to this. I ever did.
Bailey did look like a boy.
Yeah, Bailey's been listening. Hi, Bailey.
Hi, Bailey.
Blake said hi.
Dude, she's going to get...
Wait, Bailey what?
The skip... Loran Bailey.
Loran?
Okay. I don't even know. I can't remember the last name of half Loran? The people there. Bailey, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Let me think.
Booze?
Loran.
Loran.
Loran Bailey.
She knows I'm forever going to call her Loran. Gosh dang it. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Rachel, what are you trying to think of?
Her last name.
Yeah,
oh, gosh. Bailey, I'm so sorry.
He's such a horrible friend.
I'm going to go get coffee with her tomorrow. She's not going to hear this till Tuesday, so we're good.
Until Tuesday, yeah. We just don't mention it.
Oh my
totally remember.
How do I not know her last name?
Edited in.
I don't know if she wants her last name on this.
I'm not going to say it, but I'm like, I can't remember it.
Hold on, I'm going to pause it and then tell you.
How did I not remember that? How did I not remember that? Oh my God. Okay, I'm so sorry, everybody.
That was such a weird side road to go down.
Because we were talking about it, I'm like, what is her last name? I can't remember half the people's last names.
That is such
names.
An odd name.
Do you know my last name?
Major.
Wrong.
Oh, wait, Blake Dew, right? Your cousin Scooby and Scrappy and
Why?
Oh my God! Declan just storms in.
Why?
Shit! I just spit water everywhere.
That was damn unexpected. It. Oh my gosh!
But I expected the unexpected, so technically it didn't surprise me.
I expected. Whoa. The unexpected, so I expected. That I was gonna do.
Dude, the train just went off the tracks and flew.
Conspiracy.
I completely derailed Severin.
Oh my God.
In this conversation.
Oh my God.
Today.
Hold okay.
It's not even the first time I've done this.
Oh, oh Jesus.
You said. God. You said.
Is that copyright?
I don't know what song this is. It's my own original.
Oh, okay.
Nothing's original these days.
Okay, no, okay. I'd had to throw that in there. Okay.
What was the point of that?
No clue.
Oh, Blake's a master guitar player right here. Blake, play something. Dude, look at that. Crazy. He's shredding on the guitar. Oh, that skill right there. Oh!
Oh!
We're just gonna take this back.
Okay. All right. So, what was the conversation with Severin that you just completely derailed him?
Yes.
I just insulted him with the most unexpected. I could read it for you.
It's okay. We always just insult Severin on our podcast.
He said that I look like Mexican.
I'm just gonna insult Severin on the podcast until he actually listens to the podcast.
Who did he call me? It was a dude from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
All right. So I'm pretty good at.
Yeah, I know you're
Simon.
About.
Yeah, the guy that plays Simon,
the actor. Can't remember his name.
Actor.
He said you look like the Mexican version of him.
He said I look like the Mexican version of David Cross. No, Ian Hawk. Ian Hawk is
Ian Hawk was named in this show.
Oh, well then his real name's David Cross.
Yes, okay. Michael.
I haven't seen all the Chipmunks forever.
Basically, I just use Letterkenny references to derail him. I know I can predict what Severin's going to say every single time.
It's probably going to be, are you going to eat that or sus?
Or what you mean?
What you mean?
Or his laugh.
Dude, his laugh is like my laugh. There's so many different levels of it. Like, it just depends on how funny it is to me. You'll hear different laughs. His top laugh is him just not even making a noise, but like punching the air. You've seen him get to that point, haven't you? When he's just quietly punching.
I've made him get to that point. What you mean?
But he doesn't even he doesn't even like straight punch the air. It's always like flip flop and he punches.
Yeah, that's how he fights.
You're right.
No.
I've never seen him fight.
No.
I've never seen this dude angry.
I've always tried to get him angry, but anyway, this is how it goes. So you don't like seeing so much of my face. It's overbearing and a little too much handsome for you. It's okay, I get it. Not at all what I was saying. I'm going to go deeper for Severin because his deep-ass voice. Yeah, okay, that's what we'll go with. He said, can you not say my next line for 1 second? Peace was never an option, and neither is me not predicting your next line. I love fucking with you mentally. Not really, but it's funny when I'm right. That's beside the point. It's really not. Yes, it is. Prove it. You got a problem with me predicting your lines, the same thing as having a problem with me, and I suggest you let that one marinate. Freaking what? Freaking what, you can't what? Read? Freaking embarrassing. What the fuck?
This is a PG-13 episode. You have reached your limit.
I stopped.
No more.
WTF, I will end you. I bet you like hanging out with DGNs from upstate, you f***ing schmelt. You know, you're not so a good guy anymore. Figure it out. I'm down for a Donnybrook with you right now. But after I crush some sandals and get over the pants and even Bonnie McMurray, you could not. You could not be so soft, you skids reject. You like a little bit of the pork sword fighting, eh? And that's not, he hasn't responded yet.
Y'all sound like two Canadians having a big word competition.
That's what it's about. It's fun to show Letterkenny.
That's what it's about, eh?
It's this Canadian sitcom called Letterkenny.
Okay.
It's on Hulu. It's so freaking good.
I've seen it. I haven't watched it.
I want to get Hulu because
I'm thinking about getting mine back, but then I'm going to boot camp in 4 weeks.
Just
so.
Give me the password.
I'm not paying for it while I'm because, not watching it.
The guy that made Rick and Morty is making another one called Solar Opposites. That looks so funny.
You know what show I was highly disappointed?
Documentary about your
what's
life.
What's his name? What is it? Yeah, that was J.G. Really Quintel. Yeah. That who was that? J.G. Quintel? The guy who made Regular Show. So they had another one that was supposed to come out. I can't remember what it was.
I wasn't a huge Regular Show fan.
Well, they were making it was like an adult version. It was like Regular Show kind of an animation.
Like Regular Show, they got older and all became sex traffickers.
No, I can't remember what it was called. I'd watch it. But they literally got so far in production and then just called it off. So they had, like, everything. They had a release date, but they just called it off.
So that's what they meant by macaroni party, taking naps.
Taking naps. Dude, I just saw something in, it's called, like, Paradise City. They got...
I know, oh my god, I hate that show. Andy
Black. No, they just released a trailer for it. Cameron Boyce, you know who Cameron Boyce is?
I heard his name.
He died a while back, and it was so sad.
Oh, yeah, the Disney Channel. Oh, yeah.
They just had finished a... filming of the first season of Paradise City right before he died. So they're going ahead and they're releasing the first season, and I'm excited for it. I'm really excited for it. And, you know, it's just kind of sad because, like, you know, he's not going to be able to continue on with that. And I don't know how this season's going to wrap up and end.
Their deep fakes are getting so, like, they honestly, if they wanted just to keep him there, they could.
What?
Like, deep fakes. You know what deep fakes are?
Yeah, it's when you, put another face on someone else's and it makes it actually looks like them.
Yeah.
This one guy on YouTube called Control Shift Face. He did one with a...
So when they had the wrap-up production in Fast and Furious because Paul Walker died?
Yeah, that's what they did with his brother.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but I mean, it's...
More on like a upfront kind of thing.
You know who Jordan Lucas is?
Yes.
So have you seen the music video for his song Will?
Yes.
You know, at the very end of it, when he's looking in the mirror and it's Will Smith, that was a deep fake.
That was a deep fake.
Yeah.
Oh, so they didn't get Will Smith in there?
No.
That's sad.
Well, so he can be in YouTube Rewind, but not a Jordan Lucas video?
So, actually, Jordan's really good friends with his son,
Jaden.
Jaden, yeah.
And what's going on with Jaden these days?
I don't know.
He's just kind of big chilling, I think.
Yeah.
Like, he already made a couple movies, dropped a couple songs.
I watched Will Smith's Snapchat Will From Home thing.
Yeah.
Because I idolize Will Smith.
It's kind of like I do Logan Paul.
Yeah, sure. And, dude, his snap that things are hilarious.
Dude, there was one a couple days ago. He had to pee his pants because someone shot up.
Yeah. Him. Have you seen the one with the slug in Evan?
Yes.
Oh my god. Dude, Evan was so scared of that slug, and he came out with like Febreze.
Slug was almost as big as he was.
Oh my god.
He's confused. He's just over here like, okay.
I'm just straight like vibing, just like listening to y'all. So.
But no. Anyway, so he got Joyner on his like Snapchat thing and did it.
Oh, that's cool. So, Gavin, I got a question.
Yes.
You have a story for us?
This story? Okay. So, first off, are you done saying everything you got to say? We're done?
I'll think of something later.
Okay.
All right. Okay, real quick. So, Gavin Snapchats me or whatever and is like, dude, I got a story, but I'm saving your...
Because I want...
Because I want your first reaction, which I love. Yeah, like, don't ever tell me a story. Just save it for the podcast because, like, I want okay. my raw reaction. Yeah, yeah. So let's go. Let's get into
this. Okay, let me just think real quick of a way to say this, because I don't want to expose like a bunch of detail, and I don't want to expose like...
You speak names. Say Karen.
Gavin oh, wait, no, that's came a slur. Out to Never his mind. Family. Oh.
Yes. I came out, and they kind of looked at me. No. So the other day, I'm just big chilling, right? And my ex, not my most recent ex, one of my exes, she... I get a friend request.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, that's weird. It wasn't my main account, because my main account, at the Mad Liker with the underscores, it's linked in the description. Follow me. I don't use that one with my real name, because, you know, that's just kind of like my public face. And then well, I have a closer
first,
one.
When you first made that account, it was because you didn't want your mom to know you had Instagram.
Yeah, but now we're past that, and she just, like, you're almost 18. So she follows me on my backup account. Then she follows the podcast. Then she follows another one that I used to have, and she told me that she followed it. I wasn't logged in because I don't use it anymore.
But she can't subscribe to me. Okay.
Anyways,
I need the followers.
Like, I was confused because I just got like follows from her, and I was like, okay. So I texted her. I was like, hey, you forgot a couple accounts. She was like, what? And I was like, well, if you're gonna sit here and follow them all on my accounts, you might as well follow them on all. And she was like, oh, so you don't want my support? I'm sorry, I thought you needed it. And I was like, oof. Oof. And so we just kind of talked for a little bit and joked around, and there was a photo on one of my accounts, and she argued that I blocked her when it was her who blocked me. I sent her a photo, and I was like, remember that? And she was like, yeah, I took that one. Then she sent me another one. She was like, I took this one too, because it was a crappy picture of me playing guitar, because y'all guys can't take decent pictures of me playing guitar.
Yeah, I'll take good Snapchat videos.
Okay, but like picture wise, I have no good pictures from people's photos.
Let me help you out, bro. Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Get the guitar.
Just get the guitar out.
I'm gonna do portrait mode. Make it look real profesh.
Stay real profesh.
I hate myself.
Are y'all guys just over here?
Is that bad? I don't think that's bad.
That's alright.
Look at that. That's
alright.
Look at that.
I'm not a photographer. I'm a
filmer. Stop playing the guitar. We're talking on the podcast.
Now you gotta take it while I'm playing.
Put the guitar away, Gavin. Gavin.
Ah! Okay. Anyways. Dude, look at that. Hideous. That's decently better.
Listen, it's not my
that's
fault.
Any picture we're
but, like,
it's
these
not
pictures,
my fault you're ugly.
These pictures are all, like, unexpected.
Yeah, we can
only do
so much.
I mean, like, it's unexpected. And, like, they just sent them to me later, and I had no clue they took them. Well, anyways, so we're just talking for a little bit, and we're joking around. And so it gets more serious, and she started asking me questions. And I just answered them. And I was
what's
like,
your social security number?
Yeah, she was like, what's your mother's maiden name?
What's your bank card PIN?
What was your first dog's name?
What bank do you bank at?
What's your street address and your P.O. box? So it gets kind of deeper. And I went into detail with Severin because, you know, it wasn't a podcast where everyone hears. And I'll show you all, like, read you some of the stuff. But it goes kind of deep. And... I'm answering them. I was like, hey, you know, anything you want to ask me, just go ahead and ask. I'll answer honestly. So she asked me a bunch of stuff, and I'm real honest about it. We kind of talk about it. And then she was like, have anything for me? And I was like, not really. And then I come up with some stuff. So we're just kind of answering each other's questions. And I asked her, like, why did you message me? She was like, well, I mean, just there's stuff that I wanted to talk about, and I know there's stuff you wanted to talk about. So we're just kind of talking. And
she's just like, to be honest, I just wanted the clout.
Then she just goes in and we start joking again. And like, I'm not really like able to explain it in the way I did to Severin, but Severin, there were so many twists and turns within the story. And I was always like, you know, you think you know where the story's going, but you don't. You're never going to guess it. He was like, there's so many twists and turns. You're never going to know. And I'm putting that on a shirt now because
you're never going to know.
I said it so many times during the conversation that Severin was like, dude, you should put that on a shirt. And I was like, I got you. But then suddenly, after all this deep talking, all this joking around, all this and that, she just like, you have an iPhone? I was like, no, why? She was like, I just wanted to FaceTime. I was like, okay, so y'all are not going to expect what I'm about to say.
She's like, bro, we got Instagram.
I was like, well, we can do it here, here, and here. And she was like, okay. And like, let me just kind of just say like the major details. So she hits me up. We joke around. She's asking all these deep questions. We're talking about really deep stuff. We're joking around. You know, we're just having a really good conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then she says, great, because my boyfriend wants to meet you. And puts me in a...
I was literally okay. I kid you not. I was about to say, like, I was about to make a joke and be like, she FaceTimes Gavin while she's having sex with her new boyfriend.
No, she FaceTimes me
with her boyfriend in the profile. Now, her boyfriend was reading the conversation the whole time, so he read some pretty personal stuff. And her boyfriend for months, I probably should have said this at a time, her boyfriend for months, like, we talk every now and then, he always, like, would make her stop talking to me because he didn't like that she was talking to me. We talked for about an hour in this FaceTime. Now, me, jeez, I'm sitting here cracking up because I think this is hilarious. It's about the third time I've been in, like, a FaceTime or a group chat with an ex and her new boyfriend.
What?
Dude,
this is a common occurrence for you?
The first time, I was in there with one of my exes, and she starts fighting. Her boyfriend wanted to, like, monitor the conversation, so she puts him in the group chat so we can monitor, and I'm starting to, like, try and talk to him a little bit. We're just kind of getting along. And then it literally, they have a fight. She was like, you know, he'd been following all my friends on Instagram, but only liking the pictures of them, the bikinis and stuff.
Oh, my God.
And then they start fighting. She's like, we'll be right back. They go talk in a private conversation. She dumps him. She dumps him. They come back in a private conversation. Then they come back into the group chat after her dumping him in front of me and fighting. And she was like, yeah, I can't go to prom now, but we're all right. And I was like, what?
You're going to prom anyways. You're in quarantine.
No, this was like back at Boulevard. But I was like, He literally messes up in you can't go to prom. Like, what the heck is that?
Okay, I have a question. Yeah. So I remember there was a time where it would have been my 9th grade year, so it would have been your 8th.
Yeah.
You were going to go to prom with somebody, and then there was a situation where someone at Muskogee High had unfortunately committed suicide, and
wait, what?
She was really broken up about that, and so said that she didn't want to go because it was, like, just that day or the previous day or something like that. I don't know if you know which person I'm talking about.
To me?
Yeah.
This is it happened to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll just pause it and tell him the name.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about now.
Did you ever like that person?
Okay, I'm going to finish a story about
what happened first
so I can get that out of the way, and then we'll talk about that. So we were basically just big chilling and just talking and stuff. And just kind of like, she was spilling tea on him and we were spilling tea on her and she was spilling tea on me.
Now, this isn't the girlfriend that broke up with her boyfriend in front of him. This is the current situation. This is what just happened to him this previous week.
And it was just kind of funny to me. And, you know, we kind of got along. They actually had a big fight and he like kind of was mad at me, which I understand. Because
I mean, yeah, like that's just an awkward situation.
So there's not going to be any more of the FaceTimes. I'm not going to go into detail because it's not my place to say, but there's just not going to be any more FaceTimes. But it was a weird experience. She was like, you get so bored in quarantine, you put your ex and your current boyfriend in a FaceTime together.
No, that's not something you do.
Yeah. Like, I was vibing with it because me and her are all past it. There's not like the same wanting and need to be together. We're just friends like we were before we got together. And it was just, it was so funny to me. And I thought it was just kind of weird, but I was like, okay, let's go with it. Because I had nothing better to do, and why not?
Quarantine.
That's how
Sheldon
you know.
Needs to drop that song.
Sheldon does need to drop that song.
That's how you know, like, quarantine is finally broken, Gavin. All
right, hold on. I'm about to play something for y'all.
Y'all probably aren't going to hear it very well, but
I'm going to try my best, damn it.
I want Michael to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's at work, and he just...
Yeah, I'm just at work at, like, Buffalo Wild Wings with my friend and
co-worker. Did you record that?
I recorded that, yes.
Oh, okay. It was hilarious, dude.
So you work at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah. Not right now.
Are you back there?
I'm unemployed. No.
I know they haven't opened back up. They're open.
They just, like, cut down to a few people. Anyways.
Oh, dang.
This is called The Quarantine.
Quarantine, it's not produced yet, y'all.
We came up with a song, so...
I don't know how good that
is. Zombie apocalypse, what of it? Everyone is catching it. Holy shit, horror flick. I just need to wipe my ass, but I can't. No TP ran out of it. Fuck my life, I'm out of it. But I don't give a shit. This shit is infectious, but it's delicious. It's a pandemic, we got it on lockdown. Quarantine, we all infected, this shit is infectious.
Like, we don't want to, like, release the whole thing, but,
Yeah, no, 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 that's just a preview.
Was a little quarantine was, like, a freestyle, or...
I don't know, was it?
It was... You know, he was working on it, like, the night before.
Oh, okay.
And then that morning...
I swear, when he drops that, I'm going to download
it. It was a free-ish style.
It was hilarious.
It was.
So, I mean, yeah, like, before we jump into my other story, how's quarantine dealing with y'all? Like, I know it's kind of ending down right now.
To be honest with you, I never really followed any of the rules anyways, right, so I'm just kind of big chill. I was really in my head for a little bit.
Yeah, and then you were like, Gavin, you know, let's hang out. I need to.
Yeah, and then we recorded the first episode of the podcast that night. That was like a month ago now.
I'm at home. I'm just sitting at home because, like, I'm unemployed and I'm collecting an unemployment check every week. YouTube business is booming, though. Like, hey,
you gave me lots of time to make videos. You got 100 views recently on videos.
On our stream, on my Stream Warriors video, the stream that we did, passed over 100 views. I've been doing this since December 2018, but I've only been doing it, like, full-time, basically, since end of March.
Okay.
So, I've been able to... I got me a new laptop, and I got me, like, new mics and stuff, so I've been able to actually sit down and make videos how I want to make them, see how I want to make them.
Yeah.
Because I've done... reviews I've done before, like, I wouldn't go watch those, but, like, my first video, or one of the first videos I have on my channel is a review of Friday the 13th. I'm not even in frame. And I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but starting with, like, Friday the 13th Part 4 and those videos up, I've been, like, going by a script, like, collecting my ideas and new format and stuff. But I really like it. It's obviously been doing good for me because I got 57... So
quarantine boosted your YouTube a little
bit. Oh, yeah. 57 subscribers now. Even whenever I do go back to work, I could still be able to do how I want to do this.
Yeah, that was my question. I didn't know if you were on it. Like, try to stay on it full-time or go back to another job?
I try to do one review a week. And, like, a few gaming videos a week. But those gaming videos, I record, like, 10 parts in one day. And I release them in the next 2 weeks. If these
boys would hook up with me right here, we could do some gaming for Minecraft. But, you know. Well, you know.
What are you doing? I work
at Walgreens, Coach.
What is wrong with you?
Coach Steve, dude. I don't know. You know, it's fine. What the heck, dude? Chomp, chomp.
All right.
You haven't seen Big Mouth.
No. That's so,
you okay,
so
back, really should.
Coach Steve is the best.
Coach Steve.
So, anyway, so back to that question I asked you about that person. I just didn't know. I was always curious because, like, it was a kind of a mutual friend of ours. I didn't know if you ever, like, liked her or...
Okay, so, I haven't talked or thought about this in so long. Dang.
She's a really great person, by the way.
She is a great person. Awesome. You know, I've known her coming on maybe 6 years now.
I met her whenever I first went to that church.
No, I met her my first time going there. My first time going there was maybe about 5 years ago, or 6 years ago.
I went when Keaton invited me to go, and I went with him, and that was the first time I'd ever been there.
As soon as me and him started being friends.
So I think we probably went around the same time. It would have been, see, 7th grade for you, so it would have been my 8th grade year.
I know that you had visited a couple times, but you weren't, like, fluently
going. Yeah, yeah. And then I was like,
I've been fluently going since the first time he brought me there, because I wasn't really going to church at all, just because we had left our previous church. So, I mean, I just started going with him on Wednesdays, and I got really close with her. To answer your question, yes, I do.
Okay. I kind of assumed so.
It was kind of a thing over time, and I want to say at one point she kind of felt the same way. But
was that at that time we all were going to go to prom together? Do you think?
I mean, I want to say so. The time in which I really kind of expect, because we had both kind of like other people.
No, and that was the situation, right? There was a guy from Scary High it was really... I remember a lot of people were broken up about it.
I don't remember if he committed suicide or not, but I know that he had passed, yes.
Okay.
She was not doing good with it.
And see, I don't go to Muskogee High, so I wasn't fully aware of the story. I just remember what I'd heard.
I didn't either at the time, but... No, I haven't talked to her. I'm going to text her and kind of catch up a little bit. But there was one time when we were going down to this Tuskahoma Festival. I don't know if you ever went to that.
I don't think I went to that, but I remember hearing a lot of stories about it.
Yes. So I think it was the second time that I went there, and... She kind of like broke my heart on the way up. I'm not gonna lie.
Gavin,
we were sitting together, buddy. We were talking together, and you know, things have been really nice between us. And I kind of like expressed my feelings towards her a little bit, and I'd gone a little bit without like discussing it. So on the way up there, it was just like a good thing. It was a good thing for us, I guess you'd say. There was a point where we were watching the concert and we were kind of like all cuddled up together and sitting together and walking around together throughout the whole time. And
I got you. She
openly expressed her feelings for another guy there and
kind
of ditched me to hang out with him. And that's at the point when I was like, okay, well, whatever. And I met up with one of my exes who was there.
Gavin.
But
Gavin, no.
I don't know. There have just been times in which, because, yeah, I mean, like, I'm, she kind of felt the same way for a little bit.
I haven't talked to her in forever.
It
just,
it wasn't something that worked out.
All my exes have kids.
Whoa. None of them's Blake's.
No.
Blake's. But, I mean, it just was something that I would say we could never find the right timing to do. Mm. And my mom liked her a lot, so my mom was always pushing me to try and get with her, too.
Right person at the wrong time.
And that sucks, too, when you're like, mom really likes somebody, but you're just not too sure about it, and, you know.
All three of my exes.
Mom didn't like any of my exes.
My mom loves my current girlfriend, so. I mean, that's good. Made it, so I'm pretty,
my
I'm
dad pretty is the biggest shipper of between me and one of my friends, but it just don't happen. Literally, like,
just get with Severin, just go.
Okay, we're not talking about Severin. Okay, if anything, I would go with you.
Oh, whoa.
No, because I remember
Shelton, dude. No, he's got the long, nice hair.
Yeah, no, Shelton's been lonely for a while, so I can
Shelton
see that.
Will not. It's been months and he still hasn't like even seen my text messages. I'm like, come on, man.
He doesn't answer like
I called Gavin on the way up here, and Gavin and Blake were already here, and because I'm always late to everything.
Hi, Dad.
And so Gavin, I remember I made a gay joke or whatever. And I said that something about, like, I don't have any gay friends or whatever. And Gavin was like, Blake will be your gay friend. And then I was like, what?
No, nothing. You're good.
All right. And I was like, he's like, Blake will be your gay friend. I was like, oh my God. Like, did I just like straight up offend him? And he was like, no, he's not.
I was
like,
joking. Okay, I was joking. Okay. No.
No, he didn't offend me. No, I'm not gay. You weren't very clear about that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just want to make sure I didn't upset you.
I could go for some chicken nuggets right now.
Oh my gosh, dude. So we're about closing in on the final.
We've paused quite a bit, so we'll add on.
Probably
some
have
more.
To we'll add silence
so
all
what's
my cursing.
Your, what's your so like as far as horror games go? Do you have that kind of same passion about
he
horror films as you?
Oh yeah, Resident Evil's like the franchise.
Did you get it? Were you one of the people that were like blessed to play PT?
No, I was not, because I've been an Xbox guy for a while.
See, I was a PS4 guy, but...
Club Penguin.
God, Club Penguin is kill. I got sad.
Dude, I loved Club Penguin.
We played Pop Tropica, not Club Penguin.
Oh, yeah, I did. No, I played Pop Tropica, too.
Yeah, but you played Club Penguin. We didn't play.
So I played Club Penguin, and then I switched to Pop Tropica because my mom wanted to pay for the subscription.
What was that joke you used to always say?
No, so it was a joke I got from someone else, but it was something like... finding my dad on Club Penguin and him leaving me. Or no, the game crashing because they ended it. Yeah.
I finally found my dad.
I think like I sure think I found that on like a Sniper Wolf video back when like I'd watched like a couple of her videos and was like, nah, she a hoe. And I sure really like stopped watching it.
No, I love like even horror games. Like when Friday the 13th came out, like May 2017, I played that religiously. And even now, recently I've been playing it again. And what?
No, I was thinking of taking you to church.
Oh.
What's wrong with that?
Take you to church.
Like me, like, I feel like people be having a normal, like, conversation.
Yeah, don't say
or something.
Something, it'll, like, trigger a song in my head. Like,
Gavin's,
you said J. Cole.
I know, same thing happens to me, so.
Gavin's just in the background, like, mumbling to himself like a dude at a freaking insane asylum.
I like to sing the songs y'all trigger.
Even recently, in the past 2 months, I was starting to play Friday the 13th again. That game is far from dead. There's so many people still playing it. Not even just Friday the 13th.
It's like an open world game?
It's asymmetrical survival horror. Okay. You play as the counselors or you play as Jason.
Okay.
It's when you're Jason and you get everybody, it fulfills something in you. Like murder. Some like dark side of your mind.
You're just like, oh, I got it.
I once cooked a burger while I was Jason. I killed everybody. And that burger was damn good.
Cooked the burger. Oh, what if you cooked the burger made of the people you ate? Yes. Oh, what if Jason was a cannibal?
He's not, but he does eat shih tzus.
Yeah, true.
No, but even other games like Alien Isolation, if they ever release VR for that game,
that was a good game.
I played it last year. And it scared the ever-living out of me. Oh my God. I did not think a game could do that because I don't get scared easily. I've been desensitized. Like, I've been watching these things since I was like 4 years old.
I am.
But that game, oh my God.
That's how I am with my horror watching is I'm just waiting for something to scare me. And like nowadays, there's not much settled. There's a few that are good.
Okay, to talk about that. We talked on the last podcast about Sinister and stuff
and then
like
we
that.
Watched them both.
Yeah, I came over to Gavin's house and
they
we watched both
as good
the Sinister
as I remember,
movies.
But they were still
that and Gavin's like, oh, it's going to scare you, bro. It's going to scare you.
That
I'm sitting there the entire movie
me.
Just... Like okay, yeah, the lawnmower kill, that did, I like, it wasn't, I was, it didn't scare me,
it
I was just like,
rattled.
Dude,
I was just like, oh my God.
Like, just like mowing and just chop.
Yeah, I did not expect that. Also, playing like the Dead Space games, Dead Space 2, none of the monsters scared me. You know what scared me? I was playing on Zealot, which is the hardest thing.
I had that over there for the Wii, and I've been meaning to play it.
I have the sound up, I have headphones on, I'm walking through, a halon gas, like to stop fires, went off and scared the crap out of me. So I just stood against the wall, put my controller down, was just chilling, just trying to figure out if I want to continue playing this game or not, just because that scared me, not even the monsters. There's a non-horror game that scared the hell out of me.
What game?
Batman Arkham Knight. So, like,
I had that.
I got it, like, at launch, like, headphones on, lights off, sound up. Somebody sitting there just playing it. At one point, after you deal with the Riddler for the first time, I zip line to, like, a roof. As soon as I'm starting to get on the roof, man bat. Like, just, like, this giant, like, bat creature just pops out of nowhere, scares the hell out of me. I did not expect it.
Is it this one?
I think so.
We're looking for Dead Space. Yeah, oh, I found it.
There it is. I knew it was in, like, the wrong case. Oh, okay. Thanks, Michael. is that the one that you played on Wii?
No, I played... I'm an Xbox guy.
Okay. He's like, no, I don't play Wii, you freaking...
Well, that, I have a Wii, but I don't know
what it's like. Are you four?
I don't know what it's like. It's on. Like,
I got a Wii, but I got it for Guitar Hero.
He has two Wiis. Like,
one of them my dad got, and my mom and dad got way back in the day, so it has kind of sentimental value. And then one of them my uncle gave us, and it just has a bunch of stuff downloaded on the system.
He's like the one that...
So, there's this movie, and I can't remember exactly what it's called. I think it's like Dead Silent, and it has that puppet.
Hmm.
A puppet on the front that's like...
Dead Silence.
Dead Silence. One of the two. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yes.
And it's about, like, the puppet. It's, like, the whole thing. And they go into the mansion of the person who was making the puppets.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I'm about to find out.
I think it is called Dead Silence.
Yeah, I haven't seen that since it was on Netflix, but it's been years, but that was a real good movie. I don't remember it being the best quality, but that was a real good one.
Don't Breathe. You heard of that one?
Yeah.
That was the guy that's like blind or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie.
Michael loves talking about that one.
Or Hush.
Like back in the day.
The movie Hush.
I haven't seen that one.
Dude.
The girl's death. And
what do y'all think about Jordan Peele's movie?
I don't really care for them.
After his wife meets a grisly end, Jamie Ashton returns to their creepy hometown of Raven Fair to unravel the mystery of her murder. Once there, he discovers the legend of Mary Shaw, a murdered ventriloquist whose eerie presence still looms over the town. Dead Silence.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I watched.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was real good back when I watched it, but... Like I said, it was years ago, so I couldn't really vouch for now.
Hey, Gavin, did you know that you can rent it on YouTube, Google Play, Movies and TV, Vudu, and Amazon Prime, all for $3.99
each? Oh, my gosh, for $3.99?
You can
eat
$15 to save you 15% more on car insurance.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you know you can buy them on all platforms for $3.99 each and watch them on different platforms?
Waiting for Ascension, you get... No, I'm playing.
No, we're not sponsored. There's no sponsor.
Although, thanks to our sponsor today, NordVPN.
Hey, guys, if y'all want a sponsor, I mean,
this has no sponsor.
I mean, Coke Zero, if you want to hit us up, you know, it's the same great
taste.
Yeah,
hit us up.
Nike,
hit us up, Coke Zero.
No, Nike, we don't want your sponsorship.
Yeah, Nike sucks.
You support people kneeling for the flag.
Yeah, you suck. I hope you millennial liberals die.
You uncultured swine. What do y'all think about that? What do y'all think about that, like, kneeling for the flag business? Because I know I got my thoughts on it, but I'm also a soldier of the United States military.
I think people
also, like,
can do what they want.
I don't talk about that kind of stuff.
All right, my opinion.
We don't get
it.
No, like, we don't get very political in here, but I also, like...
If you have that many problems... Okay, here's the thing. If you have that many problems in the United States that you think kneeling at a flag is going to change the world...
Your own flag?
Just leave. Like, just leave.
I mean, it's not that hard to change countries. I mean,
yeah, just go
to... I hear Canada's nice.
Yeah, go to Canada. We don't want you here.
What are you talking about,
eh?
Figure it out.
We're smokers.
Honestly, okay, so say you couldn't... Because obviously, America is the best country in the entire
world. You know, obviously, yeah.
Obviously, that's an obvious... This is just a common fact. No, it's the best country.
I'd like to go to New Zealand,
it's the best country. So, but if
you... Have you ever seen... There's this still on HBO, and it's also on, like, Amazon Prime. It's got an HBO show called... I think it's called The Showroom, and it has a... What's his name? One of the main dudes on Dumb and Dumber. Not... Jim Carrey, the other dude, something Daniels, Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels.
There's this scene on YouTube, and it's like, America's not the greatest country in the world anymore.
I know what you're talking about.
That was a real good scene. It's a real, like, motivating, inspiring scene. Not by
Listen,
the fact
I'm
that
not
America
saying that...
wasn't the greatest. It was by the fact that, like, what it used to stand for and what it could be.
Yeah, exactly. If America would get back to what it used to stand for, it would be the greatest country again.
And he kind of puts out the point, he's like, like, I don't want to get very political in here.
I will.
Also to mention that I'm under an oath, so I can't, like, speak freely, but, it just kind of points, like, it's like, what, you say we're the greatest, what are we the greatest for? And he starts naming off facts and logistics. He was like, you want to say, first thing everybody says is freedom. He was like,
big facts.
We're not the only person with freedom.
Like, they have the most freedom.
We have a bunch of freedom, but we're not the only ones who have that same.
But like, all those other countries, it's like, yeah, you're free unless you do this.
Like
it's like freedom with strings.
He was like, the only thing that we're leading.
You don't think
we're
like here?
The only thing. Well,
no,
we
I know
lead
we have
in,
certain things that it is like here when it comes to that.
The only thing we lead in is the amount of incarcerated criminals, and I think it was like the amount of drug use.
Oh yeah, okay, like, no, for sure. Like,
so I mean, like,
the prison system definitely needs to be fixed. That's one of the biggest issues
I think
America has.
I have strong beliefs that we could be the absolute greatest if we set our facts straight and we push, but we have so much different kind of, you know, tearing down on each other's views that we don't like bind together and right, fight for what should
I
be
think
fought for.
I think the biggest problem in America is people don't respect the fact that we have freedom to believe whatever we want. Mm-hmm. You know, like, for me, like, I'll make jokes or whatever, but I mean, some of the best political conversation I've had was with a completely left wing liberal Democrat.
Yeah.
And we both respected.
I mean, it's good to sit
we both respected each other enough
like
that
said,
we literally
I'm on
just
an
had
oath,
like.
So I can't like say.
Yeah, we had like
things.
The most civil like conversation about politics. It was the best conversation about politics I've ever had with anybody.
What do y'all think? What do you think about Waco? What do y'all think about Waco? Do y'all know the whole Waco event?
I need to watch the thing that was on Netflix.
Heard,
so I refresh
you know,
myself.
Like
bits
the
and
actual
pieces
facts about
it.
Now I will say straight out before I say anything else. Waco isn't, I mean, I think it's called the Davy Innocents or Ites or something like that. No, anyways, their whole cult, they were not in the right. They were not doing things that I find acceptable morally.
Now, what were they doing?
So basically, it was just a cult and everybody moved in there and it was like hardcore worshiping
oh,
Jesus, but he also
yeah,
had
yeah.
other thoughts. Like,
no, I know what the Waco, yeah, I know what you're talking
like,
about. Now.
He was like, everybody there was, all the females were his wives and he would have kids with them and like, it portrayed him as like, he would, they strongly, like, they put out the fact he would stop having intercourse with them at any point it became too pleasurable because he was like, it's not about the pleasure, I'm just getting
gone. Oh, what a liar.
So,
what a liar.
It was so, and he had even, the law tried to strongly sit here and prosecute him for this, is that he married, apparently he married her when she was 12, but the law, like, they said he married her when she was 14, which in Texas, that is legal if you have their parental consent.
That's,
you can marry
wait,
a 14.
What?
Yes, yeah. At any age.
Oh, that's so,
so the
weird.
Law, but they,
I think
again,
it's 15 here.
Then again.
Really?
Then again.
My mom got married when she was 16 to my dad.
Okay,
again,
well, like, I mean, there's certain, like, what was the
so it was legal.
They just wanted to?
My dad was 10 years older than her.
My grandma, she, her husband was, like, 30. He had been, like, through multiple World War II and multiple other wars. She was 30 years older than her.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But, that's not the point. The point is, it was legal. So, I mean, they tried to prosecute, but, they were stockpiling illegal weapons. They were modifying the weapons and selling and distributing them. So I mean, they were doing wrong. They were doing wrong both morally and legally. But the way that it was handled, the Arms, Firearm, and Tobacco. Yeah, they went in and they only had a search warrant, but yet they call in about 50, 60 men to come in with full military grade weapons. So that right there is a little too much, but. The dogs, they had their dogs. The dogs didn't bite anyone. The dogs didn't attack. They simply barked. One of the AFT shot the dogs, and then they began to open complete fire of 50, 60 different people on
the
house.
Dogs.
They shot the dogs. They didn't sit there, and they shouldn't have shot the dogs. They had no right to shoot the dogs. They had no right to complete open fire, and the person who shot it should have showed up and said, hey, I did that. You know, stop.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, the government had, the AFT, they had broken their own rules of procedure. They had opened fire on people who, you know, they shouldn't have opened fire on. And then they literally got rid of the video evidence that was there because they had media there recording. They got rid of that and tried to say it was the cult's fault. The cult got rid of it. They portrayed them as very bad people and they were morally in the wrong, but they weren't bad people.
Yeah,
I
mean,
and
you
so
may not,
that ticks me off is there was no repercussions.
Like, you may not agree with what people are doing, but as long as they're in the confines of the law, you have to at least respect they have the right to do that.
The amendment of us having the right to bear arms was made with the
you know, meaning behind it, that if we had to stand up
against government,
stand up against our government, like the they did back when they came here to America,
yeah,
that we had to have the arms to do so.
Absolutely.
And they didn't have the right to have illegal weaponry. There was no justifying that, but they had the right to fire back, and they had the right to defend themselves against the government breaking their own protocol.
Yeah.
And that's what I find that makes me upset the most, that they didn't just stand up and own their mistake. They didn't stop fire. They didn't stand up and do anything to try and stop what could have been prevented.
Yeah, that definitely.
And that upsets me a lot, because they had no right to do what they did, and they did it anyways, and they tried to get around it by blaming them, trying to ruin the evidence.
You say Waco, I think of Joe Exotic, and I think about freeing Joe Exotic every day.
Every day he wakes up is like, you know what, we got to free Joe.
Anyways,
So we're kind of getting to that point where we're about ready to end, but I don't want to end on that like sad Waco note. Like, we gotta bring this back to a positive thing.
I mean, just like it just. Okay, anyways. So,
what else do you have to plug? Plug everything.
Everything Horror, Stream Warriors. I'm gonna be doing this new podcast with my good friend Devin Heaton and Jay Cullen. Be sure to check out my gaming videos, because y'all don't like when get those
movie,
views.
When that movie comes.
Absolutely.
With your
boys. I better get them views.
No. What social media can we follow you on to stay updated about the process of the movie and just like what you're up to?
Facebook.
Facebook's the main place.
It's not like using anything else.
Okay. I don't have time for really anything else. I got Snapchat just for a few friends, but.
Gotcha.
Facebook.
Gotcha. Okay, Facebook. Awesome. And Facebook, so say your whole.
I have
like,
a page name. For The Awesome Maniac for my YouTube channel. Also, my personal page, and you were saying?
Yeah, it was just like, I don't know if you want to state your personal page publicly or not, but...
Oh, yeah, no, it's Blake Major.
Blake Major, awesome.
All
right. That's another thing. So your last name's not Major.
No, it is. I was just...
Oh, it is? Oh, okay, I was really confused.
It's not Blake Dew, okay?
It's Blake Major.
Okay.
That's my name.
And
I legit was like... I mean, that's a creator. I like Blake Major. Like, that sounds really dope, but, like, where'd he come up with that?
Well, thank you. It all started about 20 years ago whenever I was born.
When I watched my dad.
Like, it all started when my family migrated over here and took up the surname Major.
Dude, Severin's freaking, they got, like, another name and apparently a paper company over in, like, Germany or something.
Oh, my God.
It's so weird.
I know about Severin being named after a
dude, we gotta get
German
Severin on the podcast.
Kingery is a good last name. I like that.
That's cool. I screw him, though.
Yeah, he won't come on the podcast. Severin, you have to listen to every episode before
Severin,
you
suck.
He doesn't listen to the
Severin,
podcast.
I'm not even Mexican.
I don't care.
He says, I don't have time. Boy, you better...
What?
Where's Gordon?
What the hell else are you doing?
He has no job. He won't even play Minecraft with me anymore. Okay, don't give me that look. I am a huge Minecraft player.
I am too.
Okay?
But my deal's more of like, whenever I have nothing better to do, I'll just like
play
sit
it.
Down.
Really,
but I don't
have nothing better to do. I'll watch Nolan North and Troy Baker play The Last of Us.
I tried playing The Last of Us. I don't like third person. That is my favorite game of the 2010s.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good game. I like watching gameplay. I just... don't like playing third person.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, that is it for this week. We thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you check out the other episodes. You can follow us at Waiting for Ascension on Instagram. We'll have all the links for the description, all of Blake's links, all of Gavin's links, all of my links, and we will see you guys next week.
All right.
Bye.
Peace.
Okay, we almost completely forgot. There's a thing we do for all of our guests whenever they come on the podcast.
Yeah. Did you listen to our second episode with
Declan? Yeah, did you listen to the episode with Declan Schoonover?
Yeah, I listened. Scoonover. I wasn't able to listen to all of it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
You missed out, bud.
You missed one of the most important parts of any guest episode.
Oh, yeah?
Do you like beef or chicken ramen more?
Beef ramen.
Beef? You like beef ramen? Okay, well, we have a custom for all of our guests where we give them... ramen of their choice.
And then you have Roman.
A Catholic prayer candle.
So now we are going to take a picture.
Yeah, we'll definitely make sure to get pictures of you with your ramen and your prayer candle.
You better pray with that, bud.
I'm atheist.
Pray with it anyways.
It's just really cool decor.
It's nice out sitting around.
I mean, I'm not Catholic, but I still think they're dope.
I don't like getting my butt chugged.
All right. We just want to make sure we get that
All right.
in. Love you guys.
Thanks, guys.